and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, May 13th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, after I got off the air yesterday at noon, more unbelievable news came in regarding Donald Trump, what he's been able to accomplish, what he's going to accomplish this week. Absolutely amazing. I talked about it yesterday about the China deal on Saturday and Sunday in Switzerland. Well, actually, six wins for our country, for the world, happened as a wrap-up after we talked about the China deal being paused for 90 days to work out a meeting mechanisms that need to be put in place regarding the tariffs and the trade deal. India and Pakistan ceasefire. The last U.S. hostage released in Gaza. Russia and Ukraine presidents are set to meet on Thursday. Then drug prices set to match the lower prices in other countries. Finishing it off with the president landing in Saudi Arabia to a full, absolute full trumpet welcome at the airport. Saudi princes, king, everybody there. Absolutely amazing. Doug in Traverse City finishes up the recap saying, I don't know if I can take all this winning. Please pardon my optimism, but it seems like a day to definitely celebrate Trucker Randy. Yes, sir, we did it. We covered it all, Doug. Thank you so very much. And what is so funny to this whole thing? Ukraine and Russia meeting on Thursday. Well, guess what? The pundits, the fake news media, corporate media, legacy media, whatever you want to call them, predicting it won't be a ceasefire. There will not be a deal between Ukraine and Russia on Thursday. Totally disagree, and I'm going to tell you why. Donald Trump's already told Zelensky, you're not holding the cards. If we stop funding you, if we stop sending you military equipment, financial aid from America, it's game over for you. It's game over for your country. Negotiate a deal, settle this thing, and stop the killing of young people. Donald Trump hates war. But he, I'm sure, is in the driver's seat overseeing this meeting on Thursday between Zelensky and Putin would not be surprised to see a ceasefire and the end to this war. It's going to be a great day on Thursday. Text line is open if you have any comments you'd like to get into the show. We're going to talk and visit with Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's office in Sheboygan in the next segment. And then we have a meme, a photo of what is happening in the Middle East this week. We're going to get to that at 9:35 in the next half hour. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of our number two. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy. Oops. Let's see what happened. Okay, request to join. There we go. I believe she's there now. Stacy, are you there? Okay. Technology. Let's hang up this call. Let's do this again. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Having some technical difficulties here at the studio. We'll try to add Stacy back in this time, see if this works. Hopefully, man, this is really frustrating. We had this all set up, ready to go. We had her talking, and let's see if this is going to work this time. If it doesn't, we'll just have to call her back.
Okay. Hello.
Okay, there you are. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Yes, you had to hang up the first call. That's what we had to do.
Okay. All right.
Right. Okay, good morning. How you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, actually, had an opportunity to speak with a really good friend yesterday, Brett Gooding. He's the county commissioner up in Emmett County. He's also our CPL licensed trainer for a fun shoot pig roast happening on July 19th. If you guys are available, we'd love to see you and Dr. Gary at our event on Saturday in Central Lake, July 19th. But you're going to be seeing Mr. Brett Gooding before then.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he is head of security for McLaren Hospital, and he had to assist with a 450-pound patient. And in doing so,
he hurt his back.
He hurt his back really bad.
Yeah.
Kind of mid back and lower. And he went to the doctors there at the hospital. And of course, you know, they wanted to put him on this medication that just basically dopes him up to mask and cover the pain. He said Randy was so bad over the weekend, he could barely walk. He had to actually have a cane to try to get up even out of his chair. And mm-hmm. he said walking was just horrific. So I said, well, you need, number one, to have a chiropractor find out where the pinched nerve is, vertebrae, somewhere you slipped a disc, whatever the heck you did, to see if you can get things moving, get things loosened up in there. And then you definitely need to go see Stacy and get a laser light therapy treatment. So he's in the process of doing all that, and he'll be reaching out to you, I'm sure, either today or tomorrow. So,
All right.
And what I explained to him, Stacy, and I want you to go through it again, in that situation that Brent went through when he bent over and tried to lift this big person up, possibly what happened in his back, his mid-back, his lower back. Explain what your laser light technology will be able to at least try to offer him as a solution to this pain that he's experiencing.
Well, it'll give him relief. It will block the your nerves will tell your brain that there's pain there, but it'll block it. It'll make it so it's less sensitive. So that will help alone, even though it really can't help the main problem, which whatever that might be, whether his, you know, vertebrae are out and it's pinching a nerve, or a disc problem or something like that, which
sure
need to be addressed in other ways also. So this will definitely help him be able to stand it while he's figuring all the rest of that out, which I'm assuming might mean even an MRI or such, you know.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Well, my biggest thing is I know whenever our bodies get injured, God has a way of swelling the joint or the problem with what he calls inflammation, what we call inflammation. He kind of wants things to be, protected so that blood can be, brought to the area, hopefully heal on your own, or like you say, have to have an MRI, see what's going on in there. But the inflammation potentially can be reduced. Is that accurate? That's what I told him anyway.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, inflammation in the beginning is actually what helps you heal. It's just that if it goes on and on and on and you're not healing, which is a lot of the circumstances of the people I see, then it will help it in other ways. It will, increase the cell activity and get that, at a more functional state of all of the damaged areas, kick out the toxins and the debris so that it can heal itself. They just become like little energizer bunnies, the little ATP energy to be able to help with the metabolism, increase the circulation, and help the nerve function a little bit better.
Got it. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, if it can't fix it in the beginning, which usually, most of us have that opportunity to experience, then we can figure out some other ways to do it, yeah. But there are other, like that gentleman will need to go to the doctor and they'll have, a number of tests that they could do, whether it's a chiropractor or a, orthopedic or ER or wherever he's going, that they can figure out exactly what that is.
Yeah, now something like a slipped disc, obviously that's probably going to take an MRI, x-ray, ultrasound, the whole nine yards, a CT scan. But basically, if it's not something that's actually a slipped disc or something, mechanically wrong with the spine, that can all be adjusted properly. And then over time with laser treatments, he should be able to get back to normal is what I basically explained to him.
Yeah. And the severity of it will depend, it'll have a great influence on that also. So I really couldn't know.
Sure.
And he'd have to just get it assessed first by the doctor. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, I know we've talked about other people that have been in to visit you. I had a couple of phone calls, people texting me and calling me, and I want to make sure we're clear on this, folks. Stacy talking with you, me talking with you, of course, we will get permission from you guys to make sure it's okay to mention your name on the radio. If you don't want us to, that's fine. Just say, hey, make this anonymous. I don't want my name out there. But the bottom line is, Stacy, this is actually starting to work where other people are starting to refer others to you. Describe a couple of situations like that you've experienced.
Well, yesterday, for example, we had another listener of yours come in, and he had a back problem, lower back problem, even like a sacroiliac and lumbar. Both, and we treated it. He was about a 6 or an 8 on the pain scale at that time. And then after treatment, so his was about 10 minutes or so, and he got up and couldn't believe it, and it was, 0 to 2, somewhere in there. So that gentleman obviously was pretty happy.
I would think so. The thing of it is, why is it that some of the patients that come to you have that almost immediate effect compared to, few of us, three, four hours later, it seems like it kicks in.
I am so happy about that, though, because then I can try to, there are a lot of people that can tell that, yes, it's really good except for this one tweak, and I can go back in there and do something about that one tweak. It's just such a great thing that does happen a lot of the times, not all the time.
Right. Immediate feedback, though.
I love it. There's another gentleman who was in a car accident who came in yesterday, not recently, but a couple months ago, hasn't been able to have any relief. I asked him what his pain scale was for his neck. He said, "I'll explain my pain scale like this. I just put my head in my hands, and I go to sleep." He's just so in so much agony, a constant pain,
whoa,
that he just can't hardly stand it. And so I treated his neck, and it was obviously, he did end up giving it like an 8 because he wasn't at the ER. And he said, but when he got up, he touched his neck and he couldn't believe it. He just wouldn't fly off the, you know, he would usually touch it and it would just be so painful that he couldn't stand it and he couldn't believe it. He said, I am coming back. He was so surprised.
Good.
He didn't think anything could help him. He thought he was an exception because it was a car accident and so extreme. You know, so I'm just so thankful that he had immediate feedback, so he knew what was going on. So
now let me ask you this: in that situation, where it is a car accident, did he ask you, or did you discuss with him the potential for cash reimbursement for these treatments with his insurance companies?
We are talking to the insurance company. We are trying to get a diagnostic code so we can get reimbursed through the insurance company because of the it being a car accident. We are not sure if we are going to, but we are going to make the effort with this gentleman for
excellent,
sure.
Excellent, excellent. Because
that might be the exception. I hope so.
Yeah, well, I know, I remember years ago, Vicky got in an accident where this lady crossed the center line and hit her head on, and her face actually hit the steering wheel. The airbag went off, punched her in the face, basically.
Yes.
And she had some neck issues like that, you know, from the whiplash kind of thing, like what you're describing possibly with this guy. So definitely, definitely. She actually got treatments for, oh, man, it was close to probably 3 years that she was going to chiropractors and dealing with all kinds of things on her neck. So got it. I'm going to give out the phone number. If you too would like to experience the Trucker Randy discount, new patient pricing, 2-pack, $99 to test it out. See if it works for you. You can get a hold of Stacy over at the chiropractic office, 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan, right across from Mulligan's Restaurant. That phone number is 231-627-4300. If you want to text me laser, LASER, I'll send you the screenshot so you can get a hold of Stacy. One last thing I did want to ask you real quick. I know Brett is busy, you know, working at the hospital. He's also a county commissioner. May not always be available to meet with you in the mornings, Monday through Wednesday. Explain how you can talk with people and possibly work out an appointment scheduled to meet their needs.
Just to give Carlene a call at the office, and she'll get the message to either the doctor or myself, and we will figure something out with him. For sure.
Very good. Absolutely.
But it would be definitely then by appointment. You bet.
Okay, good deal. Good deal. All right, very good.
He would for sure need to see the doctor first.
Yes.
In this case, for sure.
Yes, that's exactly. Well, I know Brett's already been consulted. Again, gave him a prescription. He said, Randy, I took it and I felt dopey as heck. Couldn't think. He's like, man, I got rid of those pills right away. So he's definitely going to be giving you a call. So, Stacy, greatly appreciate it. Again, the phone number, 231-627-4300. Give the office a call and text me laser. I'll send you the screenshot. So, Stacy, thank you so much. Glad we got that worked out. Thanks for joining us
thank
on the
you.
Show today.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.